run the bottom of Kufyut Chesem at Aleph. Just a few marshals that we didn't get to yesterday. It's called Kayim Sholosh Sudos B'Shavas Nitzom B'Sholosh Peronios. These are the Peronios that come before Mashiach, and then it's a time of Shabbos, so a person who is Ma'anig B'Shavas, so he will be Zochet to get to the Shabbos in the future and not be prevented from all these tzoros. And Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi call him Ma'anigas HaShabbos Nosla Nachla Bel Mitzori. Since only Shabbos is a ruchniistic thing, it doesn't have any limits. So Mida K'neged Mida, you're Zoche to a Nachla without limits. Shenemar Osh Sanigal Hashem Birkavticha B'Mosei Oretz V'Hachalticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Lo Kavram Shekosev Okum Misalev Oretz Lorka. Not like Avram, where he was given a limited Nachla. V'lo ki yitzo shekosev ol ki lecho zaruch atenis kol horatz osa elis, also limited, a lot of lands, but specific, only those lands. Ela ki yakov shekosev ol faratzo yom of a kedmo v'tzafon of a neg. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omar nitzo mishibud golios. A person who's ma'anig Shabbos, so he's nitzo from shibud golios. He won't have to be meshubit to the goyim in a specific way. He'll be safe from that. No Rashi. No. Let's go on. Ksiv hachad yirkavtich al bomo se oretz. Ksiv hasam viata al bomo se mosidroch. The Torah uses the same terminology that we shall tread on the high places of our enemies. Omer of Yehuda Marav kol ma'anigas haShabbos nosel mishalos libo. Person who's Ma'anik Shabbos, you give him, he's given all the desires of his heart. The Marsha explains that a person who spends money on Shabbos is going to want on Shabbos to daven that his loss should be restored to him. But he's not going to be able to daven for that because you can't daven for those kinds of things on Shabbos. So the Rabbanu Shalom will answer the desires of his heart, even if he can't say them out verbally. Shenemar v'sanigal Hashem v'yitein l'cho mishalos libecha. O nigze in yodea mahu. And it says v'hisanigal Hashem. You should have pleasure on the Rabbanu Shalom. What is this pleasure? Shu omer v'koros l'shabbos onig. Hevi omer ze onig Shabbos. So therefore this onig means onig Shabbos. What else? And some say the onig of Shabbos, the Torah says, is onig gashmi. You're supposed to enjoy yourself physically on Shabbos. And the Ibn Ezra says that it's an onig ruchni. It's a spiritual pleasure. And the truth is both of them are true. By enjoying the Shabbos physically, you come to spiritual pleasure and vice versa. Bamema ango, how do you enjoy the Shabbos? How do you make it a pleasurable day? Rav Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Omar B'Tavsho Shal Tardin V'Dagin Gedolim V'Rosh Hashum. In their times, they used to eat what's it called? Tardin is today it's called spinach, but it's I think it's turnips. Tavsho of turnips and big fish and the heads of the tops of garlic. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's every place, in its time and place, whatever's considered an important, a delectable food in that place, that's what you should use for Shabbos. Rashi, Tavshah Shaltarin Choshevu. It was an important dish in those days. Rosh Hashumin Chashuvim Hayolohem. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Omer Rav Afilu Dover Muad Uchvot Shabbos Aso Hariza Onig. It doesn't have to be something important. If you can't afford it, then even a little bit. And if you're doing it L'Kovet Shabbos, that in itself is also considered Onik Shabbos. Mayhi, what is that little bit? Amra Papa, Kisa D'Harsana. Rashi says, Dagim K'tanim Mitugonim B'Shemen Kirbeyan U'Bekemach. They're little fish, like sardines, that are fried in oil and kemach. Like, what's it called? Breaded sardines. That's all you can afford, so that's also called Onik Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that we had yesterday, that if you can't afford anything, and if you can't afford two meals, if you can't afford anything more than that, then all you have is two meals on Shabbos, because I say Shabbat Chol, they shouldn't have to come on to Tzedakah. If you, what's it called, have to come on to Tzedakah anyway, then they give you three meals. Right? If you have to come on to Tzedakah, then you might as well have, what's it called, a little bit at least for covered Shabbos too. And if you have more money, then you spend more money for Kavod Shabbos. Okay. Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Kol HaMashamer Shabbos Kehilchoso, person's Shomer Shabbos Kehilchoso, Afilu Oved Avod Zorah Kedor Enosh Molten Lo, Shenemer Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zos, Mechalolo Atikrei Mechalolo, Ela Mochulo, Kol Shomer Shabbos Mechalolo, that's the end of the pasuk. So why Enosh? Because in Enosh's time they started to be Oved Avodah Zorah. We explained the Yaakov Shir. They made a mistake to think that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't deal directly with this world because he's too great, and therefore he gave over his shlita. He deals with us through intermediaries. That was their mistake. Somebody is Shomer Shabbos Kehilchoso. So one of the Mefarshim says that he realizes that the mazel of Shabbos is Shabsoi, which is a thing of war and tsaris or whatever, and still he's Ma'anik Shabbos, and he disregards the mazel, so he shows that he doesn't believe that the mazalos run the world. He believes that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. More simply, Shabbos shows that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world and keeps the world going, and he doesn't run the world through intermediaries. So even if you're Oved Avodah Zorah Kedor Enosh, you make that mistake. If you keep Shabbos properly, that will clear up the mistake, and you'll be mochel. The Taz says, Manashach, if you did tshuva, so you're mochel anyway. If you didn't do tshuva, how's keeping Shabbos kilchos going to help? She says that since Shabbos is chiyuvei kores, even if you do tshuva, you have to get yisurim. So therefore, what's it called? The Shabbos is mochel him, you don't need the yisurim. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, il mole shomer yisrael Shabbos vishon, or shotem ben umma v'lashem. Klal Yisrael had kept the first Shabbos in the Midbar, then they would have been invulnerable to any nation, and language could not have had any effect over them. Shenemar v'hi b'yom ha'shvi yotzim min ha'am lilkot. They didn't act. They weren't actually mechal Shabbos, because in other place Chazal say that they only kept one Shabbos in the Midbar, that first Shabbos, and the second Shabbos there was a mekoshesh. So the Vayis says they did keep the first Shabbos, but the idea is they went out to gather, but there was nothing there. So they had kavana, if there was something there, to mechal Shabbos and to gather them on. But lemaisa, there was nothing there. And even though by Shabbos it's like avodah zarah, that machshava is kemaisa, but it's not mamish kemaisa. So they did keep theoretically the maisa, the first Shabbos, but they had intention to be mechal it. And by Shabbos could be intention also is considered like they did it. So here it says that they were not shomer the first Shabbos. On the other hand, they weren't mechal the first Shabbos either. Somewhere in between. Uksib basrei vayavo amolek. Immediately after the fact that they didn't keep the first Shabbos completely, then amolek came. So we were vulnerable to the attack of enemies because we didn't keep the first Shabbos properly. Om Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rav Shim Ben Yochai, amolek misham yisol shtei Shabbosos. If Klai Yisrael would just keep two Shabbosos, kiel chasot, right, mamish kalocha miyad nigolem, we'd be redeemed immediately. Some say the shtei Shabbosos is the two aspects of Shabbos, Shomer v'Zocher, not two different Shabbosos, but the two, the positive and negative aspects of Shabbos. Shenemar, Ko Amar Hashem l'sorisim asher yishmu v'shabsosai, uksi basrei v'haviyosim al har kodshi. Om Rav Yossi, Yehech, let's see Rashi, it's over here. Dor Enosh, Hischilu lavod avod zorah, d'sivos huchal likro, Rashi says in Chumash, huchal is miloshen chulin. They made the Ribbono Shel Olam into chulin, by calling other things on his name. Basrei, parish, right after that parish is Vayavo Amalek. Okay. Shenemar komar shon, so he's not shishmu shabsos, so he's basrei, vayosim al har kodshi. If you keep my Shabbos, I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael and Mashiach will come, the Geula. Omer Rav Yossi, yehei chelki mi ochli sholosuz b'shabbos. My chelik should be amongst those who eat eat three meals on Shabbos. Okay? What the idea is that people were not medactic in this. They didn't eat the full Shalosh Shudas or whatever. And he wanted me Mizaris people, the Marsha says, to be medactic. So he said, Halavai, my chelik should be in Olam Haba with those people who are medactic to eat three Sudas. Omreb Yossi, Yehechelki mi gomri halal b'chol yom. My chelik should be with those people who finish halal every day. Aini, is that a positive thing? And the Marsha explains, because halal is to remind us about Nisim that the Ribbono Shel Olam does. If you do it every day, then when you do it at the time when there's a Nisim, you'll forget about the Nisim. Others say that what's it called? The idea is Hallel is to tell us about special Nisim, but if you read Hallel every day, that shows you only recognize the Rabbanu Shalom through Nisim, but not through Teva. So that's Macharif or Megadif, that is if the Rabbanu Shalom is not involved in Teva, he's only involved in Nisim. So when it says, Ki Kamrina B'Psuke De Zimra, talking about Psuke De Zimra, that kind of Hallel. And we'll see Rashi in one second. And therefore, some people say, if you're not supposed to say Hallel, right, and you say it anyway, in a time when you're not supposed to say it, it's also like Mecharef or Megadif. But according to both of these Tamim, that really wouldn't apply. If you're saying in a time when you think there were Nisim, and you're saying Hallel, right, even and you don't say any Bracha, so you're doing it Al Tzaneis, that you think there was, so it's not Mecharef or Megadif. You're also not saying it every day, where you only praise the Rabbanu Shalom for Nisim, and you don't praise him for Teva. So neither of these reasons really apply. They say that that's another reason why in Yom HaTzma'ut, right, that even to say Hallel without a bracha, if it's not warranted, is worse than anything because it's like a Mecharef and Megadif. But the truth is, that according to the Svaras, there's plenty of other reasons not to say Hallel Yom HaTzma'ut, but this isn't one of them. Okay. Psukei de Zimra, Shnei Mizmorim Shel Hilulim, Hallelu Es Hashem and Hashemayim, Hallelu Kel Bekodshem. So Rashi seems to say Psukei de Zimra is two Mizmorim. And we know that in the time of Rashi, Psukei de Zimra was already said in the form that we say it. So what they say very simply is, Hallel, kol ha-kolei Hallel b'chol yom, right? The Hallel and Psukei de Zimra, these two mizmorim, meaning that these speak about thanking the Rabbanu Shem for Teva, for natural things. Okay? Omer Reb Yossi, Yehei chelki mi-mispalim im-dumdumei chama. Halavai, I should have my chelik with those people who daven in the morning early, dimdumei chama, when it's just getting light and it's still the sky is still red, and at night right before shkia when also the sky starts to get red. Rashi, dimdumei chama kishehi aduma shachris, when it's red in the morning achrei hanetzah, right after netzachama miyad hi aduma, so that's the seeking. Right, daven shmonesri immediately after Nate. The arv is samach the shkiyasa, and daven mariv towards what's it called? Towards shkia. We learned in brachos already that Abai used to curse people. Used to wait to daven dafka right before the shkia, because there's a good chance you'll get involved or whatever and forget to daven. What mincha right now? What's the pasuk? Om Reb Chiya Bar Abba Reb Yochanan. Mitzvah is found dumechama. It's a mitzvah to daven im dim dumechama. Some say again it's only in the morning, but the fact in the afternoon, the Gemara in Bracha says not a good thing. Or of Zera Mikra, what's the pasuk that supports this? Yiraucha im shemesh v'lifnei yoreach dor dorin. They'll fear you, daven to you im shemesh when the sun rises, and lifnei yoreach before the moon comes out dor dorin. Generation after generation. Rashi, im shemesh, im zrichasa, when the sun rises. V'lifnei yoreach, kodem or hayoreach, before the moon comes out, ba'od ha-shemesh l'shaka, before shkia.
Why is that
mila?
What?
Why
is that mila?
What's the mila of it?
Yeah, mincha. I have the shakras, because you're happy around here this time.
No, it could be that, what's it called? That, not 100% sure. Why? Mincha will be a better thing later, not to daven in the earliest time mincha. Not sure. When we learned bracha, so there's a reason I don't remember. Baruch Rav Yossi, hechelki mimeisei b'cholei me'ay. Could be because that's when you see that the times of day changing, right? Shevidvoro mari varovim mariv is at night mamish, and mincha time is the time that, what's it called, when the day is going away. That's what mincha is all about. Day is coming to rest. So that's the time. It's mamish mincha.
It's not zrizis,
no, because more is the tefillah of mincha. Rabbi Yossi, hey chelki mimeisei b'choli meyayim. My chelik should be with the people who die from stomach diseases. Domar ma ruben shol tzadikim meisei b'choli meyayim. Most tzadikim die because of choli meyayim. Rashi, what's the mile of dying? Mecholi me'ayim, mimesi mecholi b'nei me'ayim, shemisyasrim b'yisurin u'mismarkin avaseinu. That's a terrible, painful death, and the yisurim take away all the person's averus. And others say because the yisurim clean out the person's body, and he has a clean body before he dies. V'om Rabbi Yossi, hey, chelki mesi b'derech mitzvah. My chelik should be, halavai, I should be with the people who die while they're doing a mitzvah. And what's it called? Even though shluchei mitzvah in Yizakin, we're not talking they die because of what they did the mitzvah. They're going to die anyway. But they die in the midst of doing a mitzvah. Okay, their time to come comes when they're doing a mitzvah. Not that they die because they did the mitzvah, because it was sakana. Omer Rav Yossi, Yehi Chelkim Machnisei Shabbos V'Tveria. Halavai, I should be from those people who receive the Shabbos in Tveria. We'll see in 1 second, they used to receive it early. Mimotzi'ei Shabbos V'Tzipori. In Tzipori, they used to keep Shabbos later. So halavai should be from people who can makabel Shabbos early and keep Shabbos late. Rashi.
Doing that anywhere, not that, but living there.
We'll see why there, yeah. Machnisei Shabbos V'Tveria, Neshehi Amuka, U'machsheches Ba'od Yom, U'svurin Shechoshcha, right? Tveria is low, and it's surrounded by mountains. So the sun sets there earlier. It looks like it's dark, because the sun goes behind the mountains, and it gets dark. And from Rashi's Mashma, that they only think it's dark, but it's not really dark. You don't have to, Shkia is where it would be if it would be flat. That's what many Rishonim and Achronim hold. That doesn't depend on when the sun actually goes down where you are. If you're up on, what's it called, if you're down low, so the sun sets on your horizon earlier. But that doesn't make a difference. It's only, it looks like that, so they were machmir to keep Shabbos when it looked like already the sun had set. Even though you don't go by where the sun sets on your horizon, but on the plane or horizon. And Motziyei Shabbos v'Tzipori, Shiyoshevus b'Rosh Ahar, Tzipori was up on a mountain, u'ba'od shacham eshokas, nirei sham or gog, u'ma'achron lah. And after Shkia, it was still light there because they were high up, so they could see over the horizon. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that clearly, have to be Makabel Shabbos early is not the case. It's only a chumrah over here because it looked dark. But here, it depends on Shkia. Mashenki Motziyei Shabbos, when you see three stars. If you don't see three stars, it's not dark. So if you're high in a mountain and it's still light, then Motziyei Shabbos, it could be that you really have to keep Shabbos until it gets dark, till it's three stars. And then he says, no, even Motziyei Shabbos, it goes when Shkia would be at the plain, not even though it appears light for you, but it's already after Shkia, just because you're high up doesn't make it Shabbos. And both of these things are only chumras. And in both of these places, they were machmer because of their specific situation. And therefore, he said, I would like to be in this place, the Gilyan HaShashim, Kiv Eger, because they were right next to each other. So you could go to one for Friday night, and the other one, you could go Motzei Shabbos. And so it's a machlokas, really. It's a machlokas here of Achronim. If Shabbos or Shkia depends on where you are, or it depends on what would be if there weren't mountains and there weren't valleys. What's it called? What would be if it was level? Okay, it's machlokas.
What was the mind they had? Could they keep Shabbos longer?
Yeah, they makabel Shabbos early. It's toast of Shabbos, and they kept it later. It's also toast of Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Yehi Chelki mi Moshivei Beis Hamedrash, v'lo mi Ma'amidei Beis Hamedrash. Rashi says, Moshiva Beis Hamedrash, Chazoni Ma'asvi Talmidim Bechol Yom Lavo. Moshiva means the people who make the other people sit down. The Gaboyim, the Shamosim, who bring the Talmidim every day and make them sit down. Ma'amide are the people who are Mamune to make them get up and go eat. So I'd rather be the guy who brings the people into the Beis Hamedrash than the one who announces that they should leave. The Marashah learns that there were people who stood when they learned and people that they sat. Some people had seats and some people didn't have seats. I'd rather be the people sitting down because there you're comfortable and you can stay longer. People standing up are always looking to leave as soon as they can. I'd rather be for the people who, what's it called, who gaboy tzedakah and not the ones who have to give it out. Rashi, what's the difference between gaboyim and the ones who give it out? Mi mechalke laniyim tzedakah. Damrinan, the Bava Basra, Tzedaka Nigves Bishnaim, Umishalekis Bishlosha. Two Gaboyim collect the money, and three give it out. Vamichalkim Osam Alei Osa, Aleim Livdok Lati Hatzorech. הצורך לכל אחד ואחד. פעמים שקרובים דייתם לרחם על זה, ולך לך יוסר מן הצורך, שעומדים עושו בהרווחה, ועומדים מסחברו בצמצו. The people who give out the tzedakah have a very big responsibility, because they have to assess who gets more, who gets less, who's right to get, and that sometimes they make mistakes, or sometimes they have friends, and they assess him to need more than he really needs, and somebody else who needs, who's not their friend, less. So I'd rather not have the nesayin of being the person who has to give out the tzedakah, I'd rather be the one to collect the tzedakah. And there you don't need any kind of assessment, just collect. V'am Rabbi Yossi, Yehi chelki mimi shechoshdin oso ve'in bo. Halavai should be from those people who they suspect wrongly, and he's innocent. Om Rapapa le didi chashdin v'lo havibi. Rapapa said, Taka, I was once suspected of something, and it wasn't true, and I got a schar for that. Om Rav Yossi, then what's it called? The Gemara says somebody's choshid, nechshad, is as a big bracha, if he's, what's it called, he's innocent of the chshad. It's mechaper on things, like it's Yisuri. Rashi. Omer Rav Yossi, chamesh bi'ilos ba'alki, v'natati chamisha arozim. I had five relations with my wife, and from those five relations came five cedar trees. It means all of these five children had smicha. Bisra. And they had tremendous influence in Yisra, because they all had smicha. They were all called Rebbe. Who were these five? Rebbe Yishmael Rav Yossi, Rebbe Lazar Rav Yossi, Rebbe Chalafta Rav Yossi, Rebbe Avtilas Rav Yossi, Rebbe Menachem Rav Yossi. Okay, so all of them were called Rebbe. And what Rebbe means they had smicha. Ay, Vahaika Vardimas, there was also another son called Vardimas, right? And he wasn't called Rebbe. And he only said five Be'ilos, right? So where's the sixth kid come from? Hainu Vardimas, Hainu Menachem. No, Vardimas was a nickname for Menachem. He was one of the five. V'amai korele Vardimas, Shepanav domim leverid. His face was like a rose. Rashi, Bo'alt, I didn't get it yet. Lameimer Rav Yossi mitzvah son Elokim. He only lived with his wife five times in their married life. And each time she got pregnant and that was it. Lameis, he wasn't a kind of mitzvah onah then. Right? Ela'ema chamish bilos bo'alti v'shanisi. These five, I was Boel and then repeated it. And the Gemara says that if you want to have boys, so you're Boel and Shona. Why? Because it says if the woman is Mazriya Tchila, they have a boy. So the first time he was Mazriya, and the second time she was Mazriya Tchila. So therefore, what's it called? They had boys from that second being. Baalti v'shoni, sikdei shu zecharim. Domar ma, rotsi shu bonav zecharim, yivol v'yishne. They'd be both twice. Om Rav Yossi, miyomai lo korisi l'ishti, ishti l'shori shori, el l'ishti beisi l'shori sode. Rav Yossi said, I never called my wife, I called, and my shore a shore, I call my wife my home, and my shore my field. So Rashi says, Lo karisi lishti ishti, sha'af sichas chulin shali yeshu mei menech hachma. He's trying to tell us, you should know, even the way I speak stam things, you can learn from me. That your wife is called your home because she's the akeras habayis, or because she's most of the time in the home because of kol kvuda bas melech penima. Ishti beisi, she ikar shal habayis. Well, the shori sodi, she ikar shal sodi. The siva rav tuos b'koach shor. The Marsha says, he wasn't stand boasting that you can learn from everything I say, right? That I'm a daik and everything. That sounds a little gaivadik. So what he was trying to mizar is his wife to realize that she was the Akeras Habayis. So he used to call her basi that she should get that musr. And he used to call the shore, not that the shore should get musr, but his slaves who took care of his animals should realize that the main thing of the sod is how you take care of the animals. So he used to call the shore, my soda, to be mizar is his avodim. Omer Rav Yossi, miyomai l'mistalkalti b'mila shali. I never looked at my bris mila, out tznius. Lo nistalki, mirov tznius, Rashi says. I eini v'ha'omru l'rebi, my time akor l'cho Rabbeinu HaKadosh. They asked Rebbe, why did they call you Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Why do you have the designation, Holy One? Omer lo, miyomai l'mistalkalti b'mila shali. I never looked at my bris mila. Right, so l'chor they should have called Rav Yossi HaKadosh too. Because he said he also didn't do it. So why didn't only call Rabbeinu HaKadosh and not Rabbi Yossi HaKadosh? Right? Milsach Risi Havibay. Rebbe Milsach Risi Havibay. Shalohich Nisiyodo Tachas Avneto. Rebbe had a second thing. Besides the fact he didn't look, he didn't put his hand past his belt. Ever. So that's why he was called HaKadosh. For all these things, the Rishonim that they call Orachayim HaKadosh, Shaloh HaKadosh, mashma from here, you just can't call anybody HaKadosh that you want to, right? They have to have a reason. They didn't call Rabbi Yossi HaKadosh because he didn't qualify like Rebbe did. So the Chora, I know there's Mesorah to call them, but the Chora, it's mashma, you have to call
them. How do people know this fact in order to know?
Well, Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi both said that they didn't do it. They reported that they had that mile. Okay, they asked both of them. Amru lo, im kein Rabbi Yossi nomi havile lemikroi Rabbeinu HaKadosh. They should have called Rabbi Yossi also Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Tachas avneto min ha'avneto ma'i. He never put his hand below his belt. That's a euphemism, right? To hit somebody below the belt. So put your hand below the belt, same thing. The walls of my house never saw the outside of the inside of my garment. Rashi, kishaposhet chaluka, when he took off his robe, poshto kemoshu lovsho, derech rosho, he took it off for his head, didn't put it inside out. And he would cover the bottom half of his body and he was picking up the top part. If you put it upside down, you have to lift it up first and then take it off over your head, what's it called, and then you're uncovered at least for some time. But if you lift it up, then you can cover the bottom half as you're lifting up the top part. So I never saw the inside, never turned it inside out. He's to sit down and pull the thing over his head instead of pulling it up and doing it inside out. Weiter. I never went against what my friends told me to do. Unless I guess it was awesome. I know I'm not a Kohen. And my friend said, go Duchen, and they didn't know I wasn't a Kohen, I would go in Duchen also.
What?
What? Because he wanted to fulfill what they were doing. What's it called? So Tosa says, Lo yoda ri ma oisur yesh baze. What's the problem? Why can't you go stand on the Duchen? Ha'ola Duchen, lo mishum brach levatola, shele kohanim omra Torah levorech es Yisrael. Unless it's a bracha levatala, what's it called? Otherwise, what's the problem? So Tosus is mashma, and the Rav Marshal says the same thing, that he didn't go in duchen. He just stood there with the kohanim. He didn't say any brachas, and he didn't duchen. Right? And that was because otherwise, Tosus, there is an isser. Tosus, I don't know what the isser is, except bracha levatala is an isser. It says, omur lohem, that only a kohen is allowed to say this bracha as a bracha, and not Yisrael. And therefore, there's an isser for Yisrael to hold his hands up and say Birkas Kohanim. And therefore, some people hold, even when you give a bracha Friday night, and you're using Birkas Kohanim, Yisrael shouldn't put both his hands on the person's head because it looks like Nesias Kapayim. The Gra holds, should only put one hand, not both hands. Okay.
How are we not?
It's good to you when you say you have a rechecha to have one hand. And what I do is put one hand on the head and one hand on the shoulder. Both hands are there, but it's not both hands together like it looks like Nasiyas Kapayim. So those are whole, there's no problem. Okay, since it's not Zman of Nasiyas Kapayim, there's no minion. And it's, but since it's not a big deal to be Zoyer, why not? Okay, Om Rabbi Yossi, and others say that he used to go up and he used to ask, so this way he wouldn't, what's it called, make his friends look, you know, embarrassed them that I'm not a Kohen or whatever. They assumed he was. So he went up, and he told the Kohen next to him, be motzi me. So the Kohen next to him said the bracha and said yibarecha, and he was yotzei with shomei ka'ona, which pashtut doesn't work. Right? That's the famous, what's it called, Ragachov or Pine Brisker, that shomei ka'ona can only help, that it's if you said it lahalocha. But by Birkas Kohanim, you need to call wrong. It has to be said out loud. Shomei Ka'ona can't be that you said it out loud. You said it, but you didn't say it out loud. So you can't be Yotzi. That's Nai with Shomei Ka'ona.
If he's standing with the Kohanim, so he's not in front of them, he's not giving the bracha?
What? That he's not getting the bracha because he's not standing in front of the Kohanim.
Okay. mean, most Jews of Israel, people are very lucky to be in front of the Kohanim.
Yeah, you don't have to be in front of the Kohanim, you just can't be behind them, or equal to them, according to some. But you don't have to stand in front. Everybody can't stand in front of the Kohanim. Over to the side is also called in front.
Okay.
You don't have to stand bedafka in front, but you have to be
In
front of the line. That's interesting, Hora. If he went up to the Duchen, so he missed the bracha of the Kohanim. Okay. So nobody mentions that, but it sounds good.
Sacrifice.
What?
He was prepared to sacrifice.
Yes. Yeah.
Two rows. I have a Kohen here that says sometimes there are two rows.
So you're behind, or you're in front, front of the other
row.
Okay. Now we know why Dumber says it. Okay.
What happens if he was alone?
If he was alone?
It's so nice that
Mustama, no. So that's only Ali Leduchen where there's other people, the Chari. If he was alone, he couldn't say a Bracha Levatola. That's what the Ri says. I don't know what the problem is. Unless a Bracha Levatola, if it's only alone, there would be Bracha Levatola. Okay, others have a different girsa here. Right? He says, Ayodeani Beasmi She'eni Kedai. Not Kohen. She'eni Kedai. And if they tell me to go up to the Duchen and speak, right? They want to mechabed me with a speech, and I know I'm not Roy, I still went up, I spoke anyway. That's, there's nothing to do with Kohanim. It's a different girsa. Ram Rav Yossi, I never said something and had to retract it. Rashi, lo amarti dover v'chazarti l'achorai, she'imbom mi she'amarti alav dover. Right, somebody came and I said something about him. V'shol im amarti, and they asked me, did you say that about me? Amarti kein olav lo chazarti bi. I didn't deny it, and I told him, yeah, I said that about you. Leimor eno kedvarav. I didn't retract what I said and say no. I didn't say that. I said I admitted lishametchila emes amarti, because if I said it about you, it was emes. I lechara lashon hara could also be emes because sabra kol milsa de mesam rabapi mora less maybe shum lishnabisha. Something you would say in front of the person. What's it called that you say it about? You can say it behind his back too, and the Chafetz Chaim says that's very limited. It's not real Lashon Hara. It's something that could be understood one of two ways. And we're not sure if you have Kavana for the negative way or the power of a positive way. But if you would have said that in the same way in front of the person, then Mistama, you can assume that you're saying it in the positive way, not the negative way. So if you know you wouldn't have said it differently in front of the person, you're allowed to say that since it's Misamri Betreyat Anpi. It could be understood one of two ways, and you know you would say it this way in front of the person, you could say it not in front of him too. And then it's not Lashon Hara, because obviously you meant the positive, not the negative way. Okay. Omer of Nachman, Teisili, now a new thing. The other one was the Heichelki. Teisili means, Rashi says, Teisili, does he say? No. That I should get schar, right? That I should get the reward. Right, or the Marsha says tasili means I should get siyata d'shmaya because I do these mitzvahs. If you do something, habol atayr masayin lo. So from these mitzvahs, I should get siyata d'shmaya to be able to do them even better. What mitzvahs? Tasili the kaimis gimel sudas b'shabbos. I should get schar. I should get siyata d'shmaya. They're keeping three sudas and shabbos. Like we said before, people weren't medaktik, and if for being medaktik, I hope I'll get the siyata d'shmaya to do even more. Or of Yehuda, tasili the kaimis iyun tefila. I was Mekayim Iyun Tefila, the positive Iyun Tefila. Tosus points out there's two kinds of Iyun Tefila. One kind of Iyun Tefila is bad, right? And that is, hoping or assuming that your Tefila is going to be answered the way you want it to be. So it gives a person a lot of frustration if it's not. And the other kind of Iyun Tefila is davening with Kavanah Saleh, to be Ma'ayin and what you're davening. I didn't walk four amas with my head uncovered. Rashi? No Rashi. Omrav Sheshes, Tesili de Kayomis Mitzvah Tfilin. I should get Siyata de Shemaya, or I should get Schar for being the kind of Mitzvah of Tfilin. Meaning, Mamish with all the Dikdukim or whatever. Not to be Dalad Amas without Tfilin.
Is Mashma from the not walking with the head uncovered that was.
No, because Gili Arosh over here could mean that he used to wear a his hat. He didn't just wear a yarmulke. Kevom Rav Nachman, Tesili the Kayomis Mitzvah Tzitzis. Right? I was medactic to wear tzitzis. Right? Even though everybody has to wear tzitzis and everybody has to wear tefillin. But again, he did it the dicta god. Same thing over there with the Gili Arosh. Even though nobody's allowed to go with Gili Arosh, he was extra careful to make sure his head was fully covered, not just with a yarmulke. Omer le Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef bray the Rabba, right? Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef bray the Rabba, Avuch b'may zohir tvei, your father Rabba, what was he extra careful in? So you see, it means being extra careful, because normally everybody has to do these things normally. He's extra careful. Omer le b'tzitzis, he was extra careful with tzitzis. Yom echad havikasolik b'darga, one day he was going up a ladder. Ifsik lechuta and his tzitzis tore. Velo nochis va'asa kamod lo ramya. He didn't get off the ladder until he fixed his tzitzis. So he's extra careful in tzitzis. Okay, Rashi. The kayomis mitzvah tefillin. Shelo holach arba amos below tefillin. He didn't go arba amos without tefillin. V'chein li yitzit, same thing with tzitzis. Ad the ramya should tikna until he fixed it. V'zeh loshen tliya tzitzis. Ramya is the way that Chazal described putting tzitzis on a beggar, called Ramya. Kedamrin bi'amma lo rame chute. Okay. V'omer abaya teisi li. I should have siyata d'shmaya, or I'll get schar, ki chazina tzur merabonim. When I see a young Talmud Chacham, the shalem mesechta, who finishes a mesechta, avdina yomatova l'rabonim. So I make a yomtiv for the rabbonim, a siyum. There's the makor for making a siyum when you finish a masechta, right? To mechabiv the Torah and the Talmidim, to show a masechta shigorsa. He learned a masechta. I'm not sure over here. You had to be goris it. You had to learn it, not just read it. Avdina yom tova the rabbanan the Talmidim. Rosh Hashiva, he was the Rosh Hashiva, and he made a yomta for all the Talmidim, even the ones who didn't finish, right? What's it called? Al tzkovat Torah.